Officials say the release of the hostages was facilitated by the new governor of Bayelsa State, Timi Prayasilva. A spokesman for the state government, Ebimo Amungo, says there is now not a single foreigner held hostage in the state.
Since then, he had had two contact meetings with various militant groups. After those deliberations, they now agreed and promised that every single militant held in Bayelsa State, they will release to the governor. You know, so yesterday, he flew in to some place close to their camp with a chopper, and then it was escorted to their camp. He got the hostages from them after meeting with them again. While he went to release 10 hostages, 12 hostages were, 13 in fact, were released to him as a measure of good faith. All the hostages in Bayelsa State have been released to him, all.
The hostages were 3 Americans, 5 Britons, 2 Indians, 1 Filipino, 1 South African, and a Nigerian. Some 24 people are still held in captivity across the region. Armed militants pressing for a greater share of the region's oil wealth are responsible for the unrelenting spate of hostage taking. Victims are generally released after a ransom is paid. Criminal gangs have joined the fray, seizing several foreigners in the past couple of months. President Umaru Yar'Adua has promised to address grievances in the region and is preparing the ground for peace talks in the coming weeks. Nigeria's best known militant group, Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, has declared a month-long truce to give the new administration time to come up with a plan to resolve the region's long-standing problems. More than 200 foreigners have been abducted in a vast wetlands region, home to Africa's largest oil industry. Violence in the region has cut crude output by at least 20% in recent months. Give it a cast of VOA News, Abuja.